So basically what I'm getting at is that power has had not just centuries, but millennia to study this problem of us. Plato called us the human cattle, and that the art of politics is the art of herding the human cattle. They've been thinking about this for quite some time. And yet people, I feel, each generation, it's been difficult to talk about agent provocateurs because it makes you sound paranoid, they tell us, because all we have is the mainstream media, right? And no one wants to feel like they are some oddball out there. So I think we have to address these questions among ourselves honestly. But the most important thing to acknowledge that if we find in our progressive organizations that we end up squabbling and talking about our divisiveness instead of our initial mission, we need to, even if we don't make it a subject of ongoing discussion, we need to acknowledge that it has probably been infiltrated by agent provocateurs pretending to be anarchists, pretending to be progressives. If you had infinite resources, what would you do if people were waking up? You'd do the same thing. So it's logical, right? It's not that anyone is evil, it's that they have been reared to consider themselves the legitimate rulers of the rest of us, and that they know best for us. So it is going to be up to us to devise strategies that cannot be co-opted, cannot be undermined. An agent provocateur is going to have a very hard time saying we need a mass movement to end wage work, that the problem is class and divisiveness, and that we need to reach hands to those who don't have a home and come together in each community and claim some communal land and ask for an earthship architect to help us build an earthship, and recognize if there is someone among us in that group of people trying to support that project who continually is drunk or has this alcohol and drug problem or is always trying to, you know, divert us from what we want to do to healing or whatever, it is very likely that is not an authentic person. We need to be able to stay laser-like fixed on we need freedom for all, and that if we can stay focused on designing a future, on not getting divided, on recognizing that there's going to be enormous efforts to divide us, we will have to exert enormous efforts to stay solid. Solidarity.